So welcome to this CNN News 18 podcast. My name is Zaka Jacob. We're very excited today to revamp our prime time. Our new prime time comes into effect from tonight, 16th of September at 5:57 p.m. We are rejigging some of our old shows. We're launching some new shows as well. And I think the meta theme for why we're doing this, you know, is because there was a feeling that there's just too many debates. I mean, everybody who watches English news, there's a wide section of viewers who feel, you know, people, you guys just keep doing debates all the time. Where's the news? You know, we're missing the news. So I think that's the broad meta theme that we have for this primetime revamp. So we've cut down our debate shows. We have just one debate show, which is going to be anchored by Anand Narasimhan. It's called The Right Stand. That's going to come at a new time, from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Everybody knows Anand. You've watched CNN News 18. The theme for his show is going to be that there will be two debates, but the common cause or the link between those two debates is India first. He's going to put the country first, national interest first, in a way that only he can. So this very nationalistic, muscular approach to issues. He's going to be talking about a couple of issues today. One, of course, the Howdy Modi event that's going to happen in Texas, where President Trump has decided to visit. And then he's going to have this conversion of a Hindu girl in Sindh in Pakistan. So those two debates he's going to have between 8 and 9:25. Our primetime will start at 6 o'clock in the evening, at 5:57 to be precise, with our executive editor Bhupen Chaubey. You all know Bhupen. He's a veteran political journalist. He's covered half a dozen general elections. He's been doing the political beat for the last 20 years. And the unique thing about the new viewpoint, which is going to air at 6 p.m. weeknights, is that it's not going to be confined to the studio. It's not going to be chained to an AC studio. That, again, we noticed was one of the complaints that a lot of viewers had, that, you know, TV anchors just sit inside AC studios and give us a lot of gyan. So we're taking it to the road. We're taking it to the street. This is effectively, you know, India's viewpoint, or the citizen's viewpoint, the viewpoint from the street. So it's going to be a host of issues. Tonight, for example, Bhupen is going to be anchoring from Mumbai. And those of you who have been following Mumbai issues, there's a lot of concern over what's happening with the RA forest. He's also interviewed Aditya Thackeray, the Yuv Sena chief and the son of Uddhav Thackeray, the Shiv Sena heir apparent. It's a rare interview because he rarely speaks. And now it's also very topical because Maharashtra is going to polls. He's spoken on a range of issues. So that's going to happen at 5:57 with Bhupen Chaubey, Viewpoint, live from Mumbai tonight. Then at 7 o'clock, we have our Hindi come English news show. Kishore Rajwani, our managing editor of News 18 India, Hindi channel. He's been doing this for a few years now on CNN News 18, where basically 60 minutes will give you the roundup of what's happening in the news. And then, like I said, at 8 o'clock, 7:57 to be precise, Anand will be taking The Right Stand, two debates on that program. And at 9:25... I'll be doing a new show. It's called Brass Tacks. Very interestingly, over the weekend, I had about half a dozen people, friends of mine, acquaintances, some of them, non-journalists, who messaged saying, you know, we saw your promos on air and we were very curious about the name Brass Tacks, and we Googled it. So I said, yeah, so it's achieved my purpose. At least now the name registers and you will never forget the name. Just for those of you who are listening to this podcast and are curious and are wondering about the name Brass Tacks, you remember these old leather English sofas, the dark green ones that you see in these, you know, English bars or in Hollywood classics? Those Tudor leather sofas that are held up, the little brass clips that hold up those sofas, they're called brass tacks. They were made of brass. This is, I think, an 18th century phrase. And it's the brass tacks that holds up the entire fabric, the entire sofa. It's the fulcrum of that sofa. If you remove the brass tacks, the sofa itself collapses. And the reason brass tacks has relevance and resonance to this new show is because, like I said, we've decided to move out of debates. We're not going to be doing debates for this 1 hour from 9:25 to 10:20. It's going to be a breakless show, 55 minutes of straight content. What we're going to try to do on that show is to get you the news and also put the news in some context. So like, for example, the lead story today is Mr. Modi going to Texas for that Howdy Modi event. We're going to put into perspective, you know, why has Trump decided to show up there? He's the first sitting U.S. president who will be extending this courtesy to an Indian prime minister. So it's a big deal. But what is he trying to achieve? What's the real politic that's going on here? The fact that he's decided to go to Houston, which happens to be one of the melting pot cities in America, that many people call it the new New York. The whole anti-immigrant debate has been centered around Texas. So Trump is also hoping to gain some real political gains by extending this courtesy to Prime Minister Modi. And of course, for Prime Minister, it's a big honor, like he himself tweeted, that a sitting U.S. president is coming to an event where clearly it's not the president who is the focus of all the attention, it's the visiting dignitary, it's the visiting head of government, in this case, Prime Minister Modi. So we'll try and explain, you know, what's going on in that event. We'll also explain, you know, this fascinating thing that's happened over the weekend, this Houthi rebels attacking the Saudi Aramco refinery. Two refineries were hit. As a result, in the last couple of days, we've seen oil prices shoot up quite substantially. What sort of impact may that have on India? So we'll be taking three or four broad themes, and we'll try and explain, you know, what is the significance of those news stories and why we're doing those news stories. So it's going to be brass tacks. It's about putting news back where it belongs, and that's in prime time, and that is what we're attempting to do with this new show. And then finally, we'll be rounding off our prime time coverage with Epicenter. Maria Shakil, our political editor, you all know her. Any big political story that happens in CNN News 18, she's the face. She's interviewed everyone from Amit Shah to Ram Madhav, former finance minister Arun Jaitley, you name it. The big political leaders, when they want to talk, they talk to Maria Shakil. So she'll be fronting and anchoring News Epicenter from 10:25 to 11 o'clock, and that'll be rounding off our new prime time. So I hope that you will give us all your love and support and appreciation like you have over the last 13 years. CNN News 18 is now in its 13th year of existence, going into its 14th. And clearly, it's just the support and the love and the affection of our viewers that's kept us going. So we are looking forward to all of that and more as we revamp our primetime starting tonight at 5:57 p.m. Look forward. Thanks for tuning in to this CNN News 18 podcast. I'm Zakir Jacob, signing off.